Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Philippians chapter 3 today, verses 10 and 11. Philippians 3, verses 10 and 11. Paul says, that I may know him, that's Jesus, and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Now, Paul prayed that he would know the power of his resurrection. Did you know that Paul also prayed that we would know the power of his resurrection? He wants to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection. Listen to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 and following, 15 through 20. Paul says, "For this reason, because of I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he's called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places." Did you hear what Paul prayed? He said, after hearing of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, here's my prayer for you now, that God would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you would know him better, that you know the hope to which he's called you, the glorious inheritance that we have in the saints, and the immeasurable great power that's available to us who believe. Oh, by the way, he said that's the same power he used when he raised Jesus from the dead. That now lives within us. And so here in Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, Paul says, that I may know him, that I may know Jesus and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Now, I got to be honest with you. For years, I wrestled with that last part where Paul said that I may any means possible attain to the resurrection of the dead. And I remember thinking, Paul, why would you say that? You already know you're going to resurrect from the dead. You already know that you're going to get a new body. You already know. You've written all these things in Romans chapter 8 about how we're going to have the redemption of our bodies. 1 Corinthians 15 and talking about the rapture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where you talk about the rapture and how we're going to get our new bodies. You know you were going to go absent from the body, present with the Lord. Why would you say that somehow you may attain the resurrection of the dead like you weren't sure you're going to get there? Well, that wasn't what he was saying here. I could paraphrase it for you, because he didn't know if he was going to live or die. In this book, as you know, he wrestled with it in chapter 1, and he went through many hardships in his life. And what he was simply saying was, heaven, no matter how I get there, I want to know Jesus, I want to experience the power of his resurrection in my life, and I'm willing to share in his sufferings, because by the way, when you suffer with someone, you become intimate with someone. Jesus went through sufferings in this life, and he can comfort us with the comfort he has received from the Father when he walked on this earth. The angels came and ministered to him. The Spirit of God worked in his life. And at the same time, that now is available to you and I through Jesus living within us himself through the Holy Spirit. As we go through suffering, we experience an intimacy with God that you cannot describe. It can't be experienced any other way. And Paul said, I want to know him better, and I know that means that I'm going to experience suffering. But that's okay. That by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. In other words, whether I live or die, however I get to heaven, I don't care. I just can't wait to get there. Why? Paul had the same heart that he had prayed for us. He wanted to know the hope to which he was called, the glorious inheritance that he received in the saints, and the mighty power available, the immeasurable power that's available to us who believe. Paul prayed that for you and me. He prayed that for himself. And so, folks, I want to challenge you today. Are you living with a hunger for more? Are you wanting to know Christ, or are you just satisfied that you're saved, but you are stagnant in your relationship with the Lord? That's not a good place to be. That's a very bad place to be. We actually are to be hungering for more and more of Jesus. And I hope you are as well. If Paul, who knew him, had been taught by him face to face, and he knew the Lord intimately, could say, I still want to know him more, shouldn't you and I have a hunger for more and more? Ask God to give it to you. Ask God to give you that hunger for more and more of him. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.